Rosemary Bernard, age 70, of rural Orrick, died Sunday. Arrangements are pending at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond. Funeral service for 88-year-old Ida Geyer of Concordia and formerly of rural Sweet Springs, who died Friday, will be held at 10 a.m. today at Blackwater Chapel Church, south of Sweet Springs. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Concordia is in charge of arrangements. Funeral mass for 87-year-old Joan Carolyn Murphy Taloff of Glasgow, who died Wednesday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. today at Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Weston. Burial will follow at Mount Bethel Cemetery in Weston. Vaughn Funeral Home in Weston is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 86-year-old John Wright Sr., formerly of Richmond, who died Thursday, will be held at 11 a.m. today at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond. Burial with military honors by the Ray County Veterans will follow at Richmond Memory Garden Cemetery. Funeral service for 89-year-old Willis Rennie of Higginsville, who died Thursday, will be held at 11 a.m. today at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Higginsville, with visitation starting at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. Hafer Funeral Home in Higginsville is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 86-year-old Leland Barenberg of Coal Camp, who died Thursday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Coal Camp. Burial with military honors by American Legion Post 305 will follow at the church cemetery. A visitation with a prayer service to follow will be held at 6 o'clock tonight at Fox Funeral Home in Coal Camp. Graveside service for 85-year-old Ralph Paraguay of Smithton, who died Saturday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow at Smithton City Cemetery. No visitation will be held. Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 86-year-old Michael John Breen Jr. of Richmond, who died Saturday, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond, where visitation will begin at 1 p.m. and a Masonic service at 1:45 p.m. Memorial services with military rites for 82-year-old Billy Ray Smith of Emma, who died Friday, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Concordia, where visitation starts at 1 p.m. Celebration of life service for 48-year-old Miranda Dean Ransdell of Sedalia, who died Saturday, will be held at 7 p.m. tomorrow at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where visitation begins at 6 p.m. Private burial will be held at a later date at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. Services for 86-year-old Elvin Inyert of Keatsville, who died Saturday, will be held at 10 a.m. Wednesday at Somerville Funeral Home in Salisbury, where visitation will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. Burial with full military honors will follow Wednesday's service at Keatsville City Cemetery. Celebration of life for 71-year-old Shirley Mae Chipman of Sedalia, who died February 22nd, will be held at 1 p.m. Wednesday at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia. Burial will be at Crown Hill Cemetery. Celebration of life for 77-year-old Kathy Sprick of New Franklin, who died Friday, will be held at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday at Davis Funeral Chapel in Boonville, where visitation will follow until 7:30 p.m. Funeral service for 89-year-old Ruby Keel of rural Malta Bend, who died Saturday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Friday at Zion Lutheran Church in Blackburn. Burial will be at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. Visitation will be held from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Thursday at Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, kmmo.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.